الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إنكم على بينة من ربكم ما لم تظهر فيكم سكرتان سكرة الجهل وسكرة حب العيش وأنتم تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتجاهدون في سبيل الله فإذا ظهر فيكم حب الدنيا فلا تأمرون بالمعروف ولا تنهون عن المنكر ولا تجاهدون في سبيل الله والقائلون يومئذ بالكتاب والسنة كالسابقين الأولين من المهاجرين والأنصار أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected علماء الكرام, elders and beloved brothers in Islam, each and everything that exists, whether we can see it, whether we cannot see it, whether it can be perceived or cannot be perceived, whether it is within the realms of human understanding or beyond that, everything that exists is the creation of one Allah alone. Allahu khaliqu kulli shay. Allah has created every shay, every entity that exists. Ulama explain what is shay, they say masiwallah. Everything besides Allah is the creation of Allah. And everything that falls underneath this label or title of being makhluq, created entity, Quran clearly, unequivocally declares five things with regards to every makhluq and creation of Allah Ta'ala. Where Allah Ta'ala says, لَا يَمْلِكُونَ لِأَنفُسِهِمْ ضَرًّا وَلَا نَفْعًا وَلَا يَمْلِكُونَ مَوْتًا وَلَا حَيَاةً وَلَا نُشُورًا Everything that is makhluq, whether it is the earth, whether it is the rivers, whether it is the seas, whether it is the mountains, whether it is the ant, or whether it is Jibreel, whether it is a grain of sand, or it is all the sand in the world, whether it is one pebble, or whether it is the mountains, whether it is a droplet of water, whether it is the clouds and the oceans. Everything that is makhluq, farsh se lekar arsh tak, from the earth right up to the arsh of Allah, la yamlikun. It does not have the ability on its own to either benefit or harm or live or die or be resurrected except with the qudrat, permission, irada and will of one Allah. Every created entity cannot move, cannot stop moving, cannot live, cannot die, cannot benefit, cannot harm. One Allah alone is doing. One Allah alone is doing. Rabbul Mashriq wal Maghrib, la ilaha illa hu. Rabbul Mashariq wa Rabbul Magharib, Rabbul Samawati Saba' wa Rabbul Arshil Azim. East, west, north, south, above, below, أَيْنَمَا تُوَلُّوا فَثَمَّ وَجْهُ اللَّهِ Turn in any direction and it is one Allah alone. One Allah is doing. Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam, this was the primary effort and da'wat and invitation and proclamation which they came with, that فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ That know and understand that it is only Allah. Allahu la ilaha illa hu. Rabbul Mashriq wal Maghrib la ilaha illa hu. Huwallahu alladhi la ilaha illa hu. Allahu la ilaha illa hu. Al-Hayy, Al-Qayyum. One Allah alone. Al-Hay, living is Allah. Hayyun, qabla kulli hay. Hayyun, ba'da kulli hay. Hayyun, fawqa kulli hay. Hayyun, yumitu kulla hay. Hayyun, la yushbihuhu hay. Lam yazal, wa la yazal. Allah is living before every living, living after every living, living above every living, living He will give death to every living, living there is nothing living that is like Allah. هو الملك لا شريك له الفرد لا ند له كل شيء هالك إلا وجهه كل ظل قالس إلا ظله. He is alone, there is no partner with Allah, there is no equal to Allah, there is no similitude with Allah. Everything in existence is in decline. Allah alone is free from every decline, every restriction, every constraint, every weakness. Every created entity is confined to a beginning and an ending. Allah alone is free of a beginning, Allah is free of an ending. هُوَ الْأَوَّلُ وَالْآخِرُ وَالْظَّاهِرُ وَالْبَاطِنُ. Allah is the first, Allah is the last, Allah is apparent, Allah is concealed, Allah is above everything. أول ليس قبله شيء, آخر ليس بعده شيء, ظاهر ليس فوقه شيء, باطن ليس دونه شيء. Allah is the first, but in being first, Allah is free of a beginning. Even this term first is for our understanding. Beginning, first, these are English expressions. Awwal is an Arabic expression. Bidaya, starting, is an Arabic expression. This is for our understanding. In reality, Allah Ta'ala is free even of this also. Because these expressions are linked to time and Allah is free of time. First and last are expressions which denote time. Time is Allah's creation. لا يخويه مكان لا يشتمل عليه زمان. Allah is free of shape, Allah is free of form, Allah is free of color, Allah is free of direction. Allah gives color, Allah gives shape, Allah gives form, Allah gives direction. Allah is free of all this. لا يشتمل عليه زمان. There's no past tense, present tense or future tense with Allah. Now, 1,000 years before now and 1,000 years from now is equal for Allah. Allah is free of the ravages and the constraints of time. Ashab-e-Kahf, youngsters, they go into a cave. They fall asleep. A little while later, Allah raises them up. وَكَذَلِكَ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ لِيَتَسَاءَلُوا بَيْنَهُمْ قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ كَمْ لَبِثْنَا قَالُوا لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا وَبَعْضَ يَوْمٍ قالوا ربكم أعلم بما لبثتم فبعثوا أحدكم بورقكم هذه إلى المدينة. They wake up, a discussion begins. How long were we sleeping? How long is it possible to sleep? 6 hours, 8 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours, 14 hours. Eventually, the taqaza and the need for hunger, food, thirst will overtake one. Eventually the body lying still in one position will cause the bones to start paining. Eventually the bones will break. How long did we sleep? Someone says one day. Someone says a portion of one day. They say Allah knows best. Quran declares, وَلَبِثُوا فِي كَهْفِهِمْ ثَلَاثَ مِئَةٍ سِنِينَ وَازْدَادُوا تِسْعًا. Allah says we put them to sleep for 309 years. What was Ajib is a youngster. For our understanding of the age of 20, he goes into the cave. Falls asleep for 309 years. But when he wakes up, he is not an old man who is 329 years of age. But he is still a youngster 20 years of age. Outside the cave, the clock ticked. Inside the cave, Allah stopped time. Time also is the creation of Allah. Every entity that exists, whatever has this title that it is existing, ma siwa Allah, besides Allah, is directly under the command and the decree and the will of Allah. It is under the tadbir and the system of Allah. Allah is mudabbir, the arranger and the decreer of every entity. Mudabbir bila mu'in, mudabbir bila mushir, mudabbir bila wazir, mudabbir bila mathil, mudabbir bila shabi. Allah is the arranger and the decreer of every affair. There is no advisor with Allah. There is no minister with Allah. There is no equal with Allah. There is no similitude with Allah. يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ. From the heavens to the earth, the arranger and the decreer of every affair is one Allah alone. And this is where iman starts, to bring this yaqeen, to take the veil, the reliance, the trust of every ghairullah, of every entity besides Allah out of this heart, and bring the conviction of only Allah in this heart, that only Allah is doing, only Allah is doing, only Allah is doing. كَفَى بِاللَّهِ نَصِيرًا كَفَى بِاللَّهِ حَسِيبًا كَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا كَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَكِيلًا كَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَلِيًّا كَفَى بِاللَّهِ حَفِيظًا كَفَى بِاللَّهِ بِذُنُوبِ عِبَادِهِ خَبِيرًا بَصِيرًا. Allah has to become sufficient. Protector is Allah. Keeper is Allah. Helper is Allah. Giver is Allah, the one who is present is Allah. And Allah calls out, أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِكَافٍ عَبَدًا. Is not your Allah sufficient for you? A lion is blocking the road. Crowd of people gather. They are too afraid to pass. Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu comes. Ask them, what is the problem? They say, a lion is blocking the road. Ibn Umar goes up to the lion. They had learned iman. Learned. Iman was not given on a plate to Sahaba. Sahaba had to learn this iman. And from a young age, Janabi Rasulullah ﷺ taught them iman. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma was 7 years of age. 7 years of age. Sitting behind Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on a camel. He says, كُنْتُ رِدْفَ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. I was sitting behind Allah's Rasul on a camel. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned around to me and said, إِنِّي أُعَلِّمُكَ كَلِمَاتَ. I'm going to teach you a few things. A 7-year-old youngster today, what is he taught? Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches the 7-year-old youngster, what lesson does he teach him? احفظ الله يحفظك. احفظ الله تجده تجاهك. وإذا سألت فاسأل الله. وإذا استعنت فاستعن بالله. واعلم أن الأمة لو اجتمعوا على أن ينفعوك بشيء لم ينفعوك إلا بشيء قد كتبه الله لك. ولو اجتمعوا على أن يضروك بشيء لم يضروك إلا بشيء قد كتبه الله عليك. Oh youngster, ya ghulam, wa fi riwaya ya ghulaym. This word ghulam in Arabic doesn't mean same like in Urdu slave, it means youngster. Ya ghulam, oh youngster, ihfad Allah, protect the right of Allah. Make your Allah maqsood, make your Allah matloob. In every movement, in every direction, in every situation, in every hal, you have to be motivated by one thing only. What does my Allah want? Guard Allah's right. Guard Allah's right. Allah will protect you. You don't need any of the systems of this world. Not guns, not weaponry, not technology, not armies, not governments are going to protect you. Guard Allah's right and Allah will protect you. Guard the right of Allah, تَجِدْهُ تُجَاهَكَ. Allah will be with you. Allah will be with you. What does it mean? The hidden system of Allah will be subjugated to you. Protect the right of Allah. When this ummah was protecting the right of Allah, that earth which started shaking, Umar stamped his foot on the ground. Uskunu ya ard, inni adl. O earth, stop shaking. Is not Umar a just ruler upon you? That volcano which had already erupted, it had erupted. Tamim Adali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, ja'ala yahushuha biyadihi. Boiling hot tar from a volcanic eruption. With his hand, he is gathering it and he is pushing it back, and the volcanic eruption is moving backwards. And The ground will be boiling hot. The ground will be boiling hot, yet Tamim Adari barefooted is walking on the same ground, pushing the volcano back. And Umar is witnessing this, and he's saying, لَيْسَ الْخَبْرُكَ الْمُعَايَنَةِ This I can inform others, I am seeing it with my own eyes. There is nothing better than seeing with your own eyes. It is not the equivalent of informing others. With his hands, he pushes back the volcanic eruption. When the ummah was protecting the right of Allah, وَإِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ Seven-year-old youngster, the lesson of Iman is being taught. When you raise your hand, when you have a need, when there is a cry within you, ask Allah only. When you need protection, when you want help, seek help from Allah only. Quran declares, وَالَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِهِ وَالَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِهِ Every entity that you will plead to, you will beseech, you will turn to, مِن دُونِهِ besides Allah. What does دُونِهِ mean? Every entity, فَرْسَ سے لے کر عرش تک is contained in this expression, مِن دُونِهِ Whatever problem you have, if it's a financial problem, what the person does, he turns to his family members, he turns to his friends, his relatives, his neighbors. If he's foolish enough, he'll go to his bank manager to try and solve his financial problem. The highest he can go is to the minister or the prime minister. Allah says, every entity you will plead to, you will ask to help you, in whatever problem you have, besides Allah, فَرْسَ سے لے کر عرش تک, وَالَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِهِ مَا يَمْلِكُونَ مِن قِتْمِيرٍ Ramadan Sharif time, iftar, we eat dates. If a person is diligent, very hungry, he sucks the date. Sometimes he sucks the pit of the date. As he sucks, a thin white film comes off the seed of the date. That film in Arabic is called qitmir. Allah says, every entity you will turn to, you will beseech, you will call out to help you. مَا يَمْلِكُونَ مِن قِتْمِيرٍ It does not own the peel, the seed. It does not own the peel that is covering the seed of the date even. إِن تَدْعُوهُمْ لَا يَسْمَعُوا دُعَاكُمْ وَلَوْ سَمِعُوا مَسْتَجَابُوا لَكُمْ If you will call them, they will not hear you. You have left Allah and are calling the ghair of Allah. You have left your Allah and are calling the ghair of Allah. What greater loss can there be than this? إِن تَدْعُوهُمْ لَا يَسْمَعُوا دُعَاكُمْ If you will call them, they will never listen to you. وَلَوْ سَمِعُوا مَسْتَجَابُوا لَكُمْ And even if they hear, they cannot respond. Because like you are makhluk, they are makhluk. And like you cannot benefit, they cannot benefit. You cannot harm, they cannot harm. You cannot live, they cannot live. You cannot die, they cannot die. You cannot be resurrected, they also cannot be resurrected without the permission of Allah. وَإِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَسَأَلِ اللَّهِ وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ Ask from Allah, seek help from Allah, and know and understand if the entire humanity pools its resources to benefit you in any way, they will not be able to benefit you, except that to the extent which Allah has decreed. And if they pool their resources to harm you, all the technology and all the armies and all the atom bombs of this world get together and are directed towards one person. Allah's Qasam, not a single hair on his head would be harmed without the permission of Allah. 7-year-old youngster is being taught this Iman. Ibn Umar walks up to this lion and he says, If you have been commanded to attack anyone or take the life of anyone, carry out the command of Allah. And if not, Then stop being a nuisance and blocking the public road. And he slaps this lion. This lion turns around with its tail between its leg and it goes back into the jungle. Then Ibn Umar comes back to those people and he says, Sadaqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke the truth. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke the truth. إنما يسلط على ابن آدم ما خافه ابن آدم ولو أن ابن آدم لم يخف إلا الله لم يسلط عليه غيره وإنما وكل ابن آدم لمن رجاه ابن آدم ولو أن ابن آدم لم يرجو إلا الله لم يكله إلى غيره أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم سنة الله is being made bayan of. سنة الله is being elucidated and explained and expounded. What is the system of my Allah? What is the system of my Allah? Allah's system is every entity which this ummah will fear besides Allah will be given the upper hand over this ummah. And if this ummah will fear none but Allah, Sadiq al-Masduq sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the seven heavens and the seven earths can come to an end. Not one word of lie passed through his Mubarak lips. If you will fear none but Allah, no system in this world will overpower you. Man inqata'a ila Allah, kafahu Allahu kulla ma'una, wa razaqahu min haythu la yahtasib. That person who cuts himself off from every entity and makes Allah maqsood and Allah matloob, kafahu Allah, his Allah will become sufficient for him. His Allah will become sufficient for him. Wa razaqahu min haythu la yahtasib, and Allah will sustain him from a source which he never even imagined. Wa innama wukila ibn Adam liman rajahu ibn Adam. He goes on to elucidate the sunnah of Allah, the system of Allah. When this ummah was on this, Ja'far bin Zayd says, I was with the Jamaat in the path of Allah. I had heard of the salah of Sila bin Ashyam, rahmatullahi alayhi, was a tabi'i. He says, let me witness the salah of Sila. The Jamaat camped in a certain place. They went to sleep. He says, Sila also pretended as if he was sleeping. When things had calmed down and everyone had gone to sleep properly, he says, Sila bin Ashyam got up and he went into the jungle. He says, I followed him. He says, in the thick of the dense jungle, he began his salah. A little while later, I heard the roar of a lion. Hearing this, I became afraid, so I climbed up a tree. The lion came, he says, Sila bin Ashyam was in sajda, in salah. The salah of the ummah today is such that a mosquito or even a fly disturbs the salah of the ummah today. Because the salah of the ummah today, Allah protect us. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya'ti ala nasi zamanun yusalluna wala yusallun. He said, a time will come upon my ummah, they will be making salah, but Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that salah which they will be making is not salah. Outwardly it will have the form and the appearance of salah, it will not be salah. Yushiku an tadkhul al masjid al jami' fala yara rajulan khashi'a. He says, you will enter, Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you will enter the jami' masjid. Salah of Jum'ah, thousands of musalli, فَلَا يُرَى رَجُلًا خَاشِعًا. You will not see even one person who has khushu in his salah. That will become the salah of the ummah. When the reality of iman is not in the heart, when the reality of iman is not in the heart, that is not my opinion, that is the mafhum of hadith. Where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day, he turns around after salah and he admonishes sahaba about the same issue of not having devotion in salah. And he said, the same thing happened to the nations of the past. The same thing happened to the nation of the past, that they were in salah. They were reciting the kalam of Allah. They were reciting the kalam of Allah. They were in salah. They were proclaiming the greatness of Allah. The tongue was saying something. The heart was somewhere else. The tongue was saying something. The heart was somewhere else. Haqqaza ukhrijat azamatullah min qulubi bani Israel. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the wahid doctor of this ummah, prescribed what will bring this disease, what will bring this malady. Greater spiritual doctor than Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is impossible to find. I have a sickness. What is my sickness? I am making salah, but it is not salah. I am making salah. I am taking the name of my Allah. My heart does not know what I am saying. I have this sickness. I have this disease. I have this malady. Tragedy today is that most of us have the disease. We don't even realize it's a disease. The few that do realize that are worried, I have this disease. I am taking Allah's name. My heart is somewhere else. I am asking Allah for salah in, for Jannah in my salah, for protection from Jahannam in my salah. My heart does not know what I am saying. It is somewhere else. What does the spiritual doctor? That is actually an insult to call him spiritual doctor. What does our Imam, our Hadi, our Rahbar, our guide, our son, our light, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam say? What is the cause of this? He said the same thing happened to the Bani Israel when the azmat of Allah came out of the heart. When Allah's azmat will not be in his heart, when that effort will not be made to introduce Allah's azmat in the heart, if Allah's azmat is not in the heart, then it is impossible that you will have khushu and khuzu in your salah. Sila bin Ashyam is in sajda. A lion comes. Ja'far bin Zayd says, I was shivering in the tree. Yet Sila remained in his sajda. Unperturbed by the roar of the lion, he continued his salah with khushu and khudu. And when he completed his salah, he addressed the lion. He addressed the lion, Ayyuhas sabu' utlub al-rizq min makanin akhar. That, O animal, seek your rizq and your sustenance somewhere else. Don't seek it here. He says, he said this, the lion turned around, roared and ran back into the jungle. The same Sila bin Ashyam. He says, just before dawn, he raised his hands in dua. Allahumma inni as'aluka an tujirani minan nar, awa mithli yajtari an yas'aluka al-jannah. Allahu Akbar. He says, O Allah. He says, I heard him making dua. O Allah, I ask you to protect me from Jahannam. Can a sinner like me ever have the courage to ask you for your Jannat? I am not worthy of your Jannat. So I am not even asking you for Jannat. Protect me from Jahannam. When the salah of the ummah was like this, their homes had the environment of iman. His wife, Mu'aza Adawiya rahmatullah alayha, she was a student of Aisha Ummul Mu'mineen radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Her husband Sila and her son become shaheed in the path of Allah. The women come to the home of Mu'aza Adawiya. In kuntunna jitunna lituhanni annani bima akramanillahu bihi fadak. Wa in kuntunna jitunna lighayri dhalik farji'n. She addresses them and she says, if you people have come to me to give me Mubarak Badi and glad tidings because of the honor which Allah has blessed me with, then proceed into my home. If you have come with any other object to commiserate with me or any other purpose, then I request you now to return where you came from. When the environment of iman was in the home, it is said of her, every night, when she would feel sleepy in her salah, she would address herself, لَقَدْ أَجِبْتُ لِعَيْنِ. It surprises me about my eyes. It surprises me about my eyes that my eyes can incline to sleep when I know of the long sleep that I will have in my qabr. When the time came near for her to pass away, she cried, then she laughed. Her slave girl addressed her and said, you cried, then you laughed. What is the meaning of this? She said, I remembered that the time has come for me to leave this world, and I remembered that I will no longer have the opportunity of experiencing the sweetness of salah and of fasting and of zikrullah. I cried over the loss of this. Then she said, you laughed, what was the meaning of this? She says, I saw my husband Sila, who had come into the front porch of my home. Alayhi hullatan khadrawan. He was wearing two green cloths, looking more handsome than I had ever seen him. And with him there were some people, the like of which I have never seen before. They came to inform me that before the next Fard Salah, I would be meeting them. This is why I laughed. Then she addressed her maid and said that that same cloth with which she used to cover herself every night and make the Hajjat Salah, she said to her maid that when you bury me in that same cloth. Bury me in that same cloth. After her demise, which occurred before the next Fard Salah, her maid sees her in a dream with a beautiful outfit. She says to her, how did Allah deal with you? She says, Allah dealt with me greater than I deserved. Then she asked her, that what happened to the cloth which I buried you with, which each night you would use to cover yourself and perform tahajjud salah. She said, Allah Ta'ala replaced that cloth with this beautiful outfit from Jannat which I am wearing, and Allah has kept that cloth with, and it will be placed in my scale of good deeds and weigh down my scale of good deeds on the Day of Judgment. That was when the salah of this ummat was salah. Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, addressing those same people, expounding the sunnah of Allah ta'ala, innama wukila ibn Adam liman rajahu ibn Adam. Every entity upon which this ummat will rely, have trust besides Allah, Allah will hand them over to that entity. And if this ummat will keep its raja, its hope, its tawajjuh, its gaze on the khazana of Allah, on the treasures of Allah, on the zaat of Allah, in every problem this ummat will turn only to Allah, then Allah will be there for this ummat. Allah will never forsake them. Allah Ta'ala will never hand them over to anyone else. This iman from a young age, Sahaba-i-Kiram, in Makkah Mukarrama, in Medina Munawwara, there was an environment of learning this iman. That is why Sahaba say, ta'allamna al-iman, thumma ta'allamna al-Qur'an. We learned iman. Iman was learned. They say, first we learned iman, then we learned the Qur'an. As the level of our iman rose, then the ability, as the Qur'an would come down immediately, we would make amal on the Qur'an without question. Sahaba described, كَانَ وَقَّرَفًا لِكِتَابِ اللَّهِ. When Qur'an would come, full stop. Their logic, their thinking would be put in the back, and the jazba was to carry out the command of Allah only. The walima of Zainab bint Jahash radiallahu ta'ala anhuma takes place. In that walima, Jibreel is sent with the verse of the Qur'an, قُلْ يُذْنِينَ عَلَيْهِنَّ مِنْ جَلَابِيبِهِمْ. The verse of parda comes down. The news spreads through Medina that walima took place at night. The next morning, Fajr Salah, in those days the women would come to the masjid. One sahabiya had not heard of the verse, had not heard of the new injunction which had come from Allah. She comes to the masjid and she is shocked. Every woman in the masjid is covered in black cloth. She's surprised, what has happened to you people? They say, have you not heard? The verse of the Quran has come down. Allah has commanded us to cover ourselves. They had in front of them akhirat. The concern was for akhirat. The concern was not for the life of this world. For this dunya, they were prepared to give everything. Anbiya alayhimu salatu was salam, the effort of iman which they made consisted of three things. One was the effort of tawheed, to bring the yaqeen of the oneness of Allah in the heart. The other was the effort of risalat. And the third was the effort of akhirat, to bring the yaqeen of yawmul jaza, to bring the yaqeen of accountability into the hearts of the ummah, that this life is not in vain. أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. Do you think that we have created you in vain? And you are not going to return back to Allah. أَيَحْسَبُ الْإِنسَانُ أَن يُتْرَكَ سُدًى. Do you think that you are going to die and that is the end? Like the nations of the past used to say, Heyhata, heyhata lima tu'adun, in hiya illa hayatuna dunya, namutu wa nahya. Like the nations of the past used to say, that what is this akhirat, and what is this jannat, and what is this jahannam you are talking about, get away from here, get away from here. It is only living and dying and that is over. The masjids are empty today. Lies, cheating, treachery has become the order of the day in the bazaar. This ummah has in front of it the concern and the worry for worldly wealth, worldly pomp, worldly comfort, worldly luxury. Why? Because the yaqeen of akhirat is not there. One sahabi comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he says, O Nabi of Allah, I have a problem. What is your problem? He says, the date tree of my neighbor, the branches overhang into my garden. The dates of that particular tree are very sweet. The dates fall in my garden. My children, I've reprimanded them several times. Yet they don't listen, they pick up the dates and they eat it. My neighbor comes, he gets upset. Sometimes he snatches the dates out of the mouth of my children. What must I do? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sends for his neighbor. I have a proposition for you. What is your proposition, Ya Rasulullah? Hand that date tree over to me. In exchange for it, I will give you a tree in Jannat. He says, O Nabi of Allah, any other tree you want, you can have. This one is particularly precious to me. This one I am not prepared to exchange. This person in reality was a munafiq, because a sahabi would never have responded like this. Abu Dahda radiallahu ta'ala anhu is sitting in the majlis, he hears this. When the person leaves, Abu Dahda goes behind him, says to him, sell me that date tree. He says, when I refuse to give it to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what makes you think I will give it to you? Abu Dahda says, name your price. Abu Dahda had one orchard in Medina which had 600 date trees. In those days the orchard would have a house in the center where the family would relax. 600 date trees, land and property. In jest, this person said, make over your orchard to me and I will give you this one date tree. Abu Dahda says to him that please don't joke with me. I am warning you, do not renege on your offer. This person gets very surprised. Where is the question of me reneging? Mine is only one tree. Yours is an entire orchard. He meant it as a joke. To his consternation and surprise, he sees Abu Dahda is serious. So he says, deal done. Abu Dahda, elation, joy, no. To such extremes, he runs to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Nabi of Allah, does the same proposition stand for me? What proposition? O Nabi of Allah, if I give you that tree, will I get a tree in Jannat? Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to him, O Abu Dahda, How have you come to possess that tree? He says, O Nabi of Allah, I made over my orchard and I purchased that tree. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, realizing the qurbani and sacrifice with this, which the sahabi had made. He says, O Abu Dahda, the mafhum of it, the same proposition does not stand for you. Kam min adaqin rabah, wadarin fayah, li Abu Dahda. My Allah is greater than this. O Abu Dahda, Allah is not going to give you one tree in Jannah, but for every of the 600 trees in your orchard, Allah is going to give you one orchard in Jannah. One orchard in Jannah. Abu Dahda is elated. He runs to his orchard. He does not enter. Why? I have sold it for my akhirat. For my akhirat. I do not want to spoil what I send forward for my akhirat. He calls out, shouts to his wife, who is inside the house with the children in the orchard. Ya Ummu Dahda, O mother, O Ummu Dahda, come out, come out. I have sold the orchard. In exchange for what have you sold the orchard? He says, in exchange for akhirat. If we turn the clock 14 centuries front and replay this exact same conversation in a home of today, that I sold my most valuable property in return for my akhirat. A husband addresses his wife. It does not behove the member of this masjid to reproduce what her response will be. Why? Because the mizaj and the temperament and the thinking of the ummah has changed. Yet, when she hears this, she runs with the children, smiling, رَبِحَ الْبَيْعَ رَبِحَ الْبَيْعَ رَبِحَ الْبَيْعَ. What a great deal you have struck. Mubarak to you, glad tidings to you, how fortunate you are. This was when the yaqeen of this ummah was there on akhirat.
Please proceed to the next CD.
Quran, again and again, calls out, this life in this world is a test. Inna ja'alna ma'ala al-ardi zinatan laha. We have made this world zinat. We have made it attractive for you. Not because Allah needs you to toil behind this dunya. Dunya is muqaddar. Your rizq is muqaddar. It is ordained. Wa fi as-samai rizqukum wa ma tu'adun. وَنُنَزِّلُ لَكُم مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ رِزْقًا. Allah says your risk, your sustenance, your earning, your livelihood is not coming through your efforts or your shops or your degrees. وَنُنَزِّلُ لَكُم مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ رِزْقًا. Your risk and your sustenance is coming from the khazana of Allah, from the heavens it is coming down to you. According to the decree of Allah, وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوْعَدُونَ فَوَرَبِّ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِنَّهُ لَحَقٌّ. By the qasam of the Rabb of the heavens and the earth, this is haq. Allah does not need you to lie. Allah does not need you to cheat. Allah does not need you to get involved in riba. Allah does not need you to deceive. Allah does not need you that when that azan is called out, what an azan! Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allah is the greatest, Allah is the greatest, Allah is the greatest, Allah is the greatest. So great He is, the thought might occur, is there anyone else who is a partner in His greatness? Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, it is only Allah. It is only Allah, there is no partner with Him. Allah alone is your goal. Allah alone is your direction. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Then the thought might occur, how can I get to that Allah? How can I please that Allah? What is the road to my Allah? What is the medium to my Allah? Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. The road to Allah, the medium to Allah. Law istaftahuni kulla bab wa ja'uni min kulli tariq la aftahu alayhim illa yadkhulu wara'aka ya habibi ya Muhammada. If they open every door and they come on every road, I will never grant them my closeness. I will never grant them entry to my court, except that they do not come upon your road, O my beloved, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is the message from my Allah? Hayya ala salah. Why twice? Ulama say, one time, hayya ala salah. Come to the masjid, your Allah is calling you. And one time, on behalf of Tajdar Madina, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your Nabi also is calling you. Hayya ala salah. That is why the last words, when he left this world, as-salah, 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 O my ummat salah, O my ummat salah, O my ummat salah, hayya ala salah, hayya ala salah, again the call from Allah, hayya ala al-falah, again the call from Tajdar Madina, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hayya ala al-falah. This is success. This is honor, this is dignity. What is the ummah today saying? If I leave that business, and I leave that shop, and I leave that degree, then my risk and my sustenance will get affected. That is why he said it is the height of arrogance. It is the height of arrogance. A person who for 20 years, an ordinary employer, pays a laborer a pittance, 500, 600, maybe 1,000 rand a month. He calls him one time. If that laborer doesn't listen, he may call the second time. By the second or the third time, if that call falls on deaf ears, then he will swear his mother and his father and his entire family. And he will make that laborer a target of his vituperation and his wrath, because I am paying him a measly 1,000 rand a month. What about that person in 20 years, if azan has fallen on deaf ears, 36,500 times his Allah has called him. 36,500 times that call has fallen on deaf ears. That Allah said, Hayya ala salah, Hayya ala falah, come to the masjid, come to salah, come to success. And still that call fell on deaf ears. That is why Allah protect us. The mafhum of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam: Man taraka as-salah hatta madha waqtaha thumma qada 'alayha 'udhiba fi an-nari haqban wal haqqu 80 sanatan was-sanatu 360 yawman kullu yawmin kana miqdaruhu 1000 sana. Aw kama qala sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, one salah, the qada of which is made, if Allah doesn't forgive you, if Allah doesn't forgive you, you will be put into Jahannam for 28,800,000 years. A day is coming. A day is coming, Yawmul Jaza, Yawmul Sidq, Yawmul Wafa, Yawmul Deen, Yawmul Qari'ah, Yawmul Haqqa, Yawmul Ghashiyah, Yawmul Taghabun, Yawmul Tammatul Kubra, Yawmul Sidq, Yawmul Najat, Yawmul Halak, Yawmul Bawar, Yawmul Jannah, Yawmul Nar, Yawma Ya'ti, La Takallamu Nafsun Illa Bi'idhni, Yawm Yaj'alul Wildana Shiba, Maliki Yawmul Deen, Inna Yawmul Fasl, Kana Miqata, Inna Yawmul Fasl, Miqatuhum Ajma'in, Qul Innal Awwaleen, Wal Akhirin, Lamajmu'un, Ila Miqati يوم معلوم. Quran is calling out, يوم يوم يوم. A day is coming, a day is coming, a day is coming on this earth, that pure woman who even one hair was not seen by a strange man, and that woman who sang naked on the stage, they walked together in this earth. That pure person who stayed away from haram and kept his children hungry, and the one who usurped and looted and stole from the mouths of others, they walked together in this earth. That ear which never listened to music and was filled with the tilawat of Quran, and that ear which in the dead of the night was in revelry and listening to haram, they walked together in this earth, in this world. The one who sold the knowledge of deen for the returns of dunya, and the one who gave his life for the knowledge of deen, they walked together in this world. The one who was proud and who was arrogant and looked down upon others, and the one who was humble and pure, they walked together in this world. The one who lowered his gaze And the one who raised his gaze and looked at haram, they walk together. But a day is coming. وَمْتَازُ الْيَوْمِ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ حَدَّ فَاصِلْ هُوْغَى. There will be a differentiation. The announcement will be made. وَمْتَازُ الْيَوْمِ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ. That today the mujrimeen must come one side. They must move one side. That day is coming. لا تخفى منكم خافية. No one will be able to hide. أين المفر. No one will be able to run. No one will be able to oppose. تنفذ إن استطعتم أن تنفذوا من أقطار السماوات والأرض. فانفذوا لا تنفذون إلا بسلطان. No one will be left out. ولقد جئتمونا فرادا كما خلقناكم أول مرة وحشرناهم فلم نغادر منهم عد وفلم نغادر منهم أحدا لقد أحصاهم وعدهم عدا. Each one by one, without exception, will be resurrected on that day in such a condition. كَمَا بَدَأْنَا أَوَّلَ خَلْقٍ نُعِيدُهُ. As you were born, once again you will be resurrected. حُفَاتًا أَرَاتًا غُرْلًا. Bareheaded, bare feet, completely naked. لَا يَسْأَلُ حَمِيمٌ حَمِيمًا. No one will want to know another person on that day. Even your close friend will not look to the needs of his close friend. Every human relationship will break down. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنُهُ يُغْنِيهِ. That mother who for 9 months carried you and cried out with pain when she delivered you, she also will say, you are not my son. That father will not want to know you, who toiled hours in order to see your comfort. That husband will not want to know wife. That wife will not want to know husband. That day is coming. وَجَاءَ رَبُّكَ وَالْمَلَكُ صَفًّا صَفًّا. يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الرُّوحُ وَالْمَلَائِكَ صَفًّا. Malaika lined up in saf. Allah will come. وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطِ. The scale of justice will be raised up. أُزْلِفَتِ الْجَنَّةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ بُرِّزَتِ الْجَحِيمُ لِلْغَاوِينَ. Jannat will be brought. Jahannam will be brought. إِنَّهُمْ يَرَوْنَهُ بَعِيدًا. You are thinking that that day is very far away. That is why you are in revelry. That is why you are in enjoyment. Allah says, وَنَرَاهُ قَرِيبًا. No, no, no. That day is very near. فَإِذَا نُقِرَ فِي النَّاقُورِ. The trumpet is already in the mouth. It is about to be blown. That day is very, very near. That day I am sitting on this minbar. I am speaking to you. You don't know what my objective is. Maybe I want to be looked up as somebody who has a lot of knowledge. Maybe I am looking for your praises. Or maybe I am doing it for Allah's sake. You are listening. Why you are listening? I do not know. A day is coming. A day is coming. A day is coming. When that book of deeds will be thrown in front of you. And you will be told, اقرأ كتابك. اقرأ كتابك. كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا. Read your own book now. Read your own book now. You make your own judgment. You decide for yourself. Did you please your Allah or did you displease your Allah? A day when justice cannot be bought. A day when the oppressor will not get the upper hand. A day is coming of adl. A day is coming of justice. A day. الْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. يَوْمَ تَشْهَدُ عَلَيْهِمْ أَلْسِنَتُهُمْ وَأَيْدِيهِمْ وَأَرْجُلُهُمْ. A day when your mouth will be sealed, the fingers will start talking, the hands will start talking, your thighs will start talking, your limbs will start talking, your toes will start talking, your body will start talking. You will beseech your body, what is the matter with you? For your enjoyment, I did all that wrong. Why have you become a witness against me? A day when this insan will be caught and the witness against him will be his own limbs is coming. He will beseech his limbs, what is the matter with you? The limbs will say, أنتقن الله الذي أنتق كل شيء. That Allah who causes everything else to speak is compelling us to speak. We cannot remain silent. يوم الجزاء آخرت is coming. It is a reality. إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا مَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ زِينَةً لَهَا لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ. The life of this world, the object of this world, the goal of this world, the perspective of this world is one thing only. Quran calls out, لِنَبْلُوَكُمْ, to test you. To test you, Allah is testing us. الحمد لله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض وجعل الظلمات والنور. Allah has created the heavens. Allah has created the earth. Allah has brought darkness into this world. And Allah has brought light into this world. One is the darkness of night. And the other is the darkness of kufr and shirk and batil. One is the light of the sun and the moon and the stars and the day. And the other is the light of iman and taqwa and amal-e-salihah. Both are meant in the Quran, وَجَعَلَ الظُّلُمَاتِ وَالنُّورِ. Allah has brought both things in this world in order to test you. One is that darkness which Allah brings about by the setting of the sun. And the other is that darkness on the heart of iman, which is brought about by the setting of the sun of iman. Allah dispels the darkness of the night by the rising of the sun, and Allah dispels the darkness of the heart by the rising of the sun of iman on the horizon of iman. Allah is testing us. If Allah wanted, Allah could have made it daylight. From now till Qiyamah, the sun would not set. قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمُ النَّهَارَ سَرْمَدًا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ إِلَهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِلَيْلٍ تَسْكُنُونَ فِيهِ. Tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if we wanted, we would have made it daylight from now till Qiyamah. Which ilah, which qudrat, which force is going to cause the sun to set if Allah doesn't want it to set? Allah could have made it light till Qiyamah. Allah could have given everyone the light of iman and taqwa. There would be no darkness if Allah wanted. وَلَوْ شِئْنَا لَآتَيْنَا كُلَّ نَفْسٍ هُدَاهَا. Allah says, we could have given you all iman. But what is the meaning behind the respect and disgrace of this world? What is the meaning behind the rising up and the decline of this world? What is the meaning behind the conditions and circumstances of this world? Allah is testing us. Haqq has been given power. Batil also has been given power. Allah gave shaitan power also. On the first day when Adam alayhi salam came into this world, that was also the same day that shaitan came into this world. The first day that Haqq came into this world, Batil also came into this world. فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ. The road is there. Either go on the road of Haqq, become the Sati and the companion of Haqq, or go on the road of Batil and become the Sati and the companion of Batil. With Haqq is Noor and light, with Batil is darkness. But understand, my respected brothers, understand, Haqq and light does not prosper on its own. Batil and darkness does not prosper on its own. Allah has made this world Darul Asbab, a place of cause and effect. Like it is Allah's sunnat that for the darkness of the night, the sabab is the setting of the sun. For the growing of the crops, the sabab is water. For the light of day, the sabab is the rising of the sun. In the same way, wallah, for Haqq to prosper, the one sabab is da'wat. And for batil to prosper, for darkness to prosper in this world, the sunnah of Allah is that batil also will prosper through the da'wat of batil. Haqq will prosper through the da'wat of Haqq. Haqq has its marketing managers, and da'wat also. And batil also has its marketing managers. This ummah was made zimmedar, was made responsible to be the marketing managers of Haq, to give the da'wat of Haq. Haq will spread through the tabligh of Haq. Batil will spread through the tabligh of Batil. Shaitan swore an oath. ثُمَّ لَآتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ. I will come from in front. I will come from behind. I will come from the right, from the left, from above, from below. And I will take them towards your disobedience. Shaitan has his agents who are making tabligh of batil. The selected and chosen ones of Allah are making tabligh of haq. The light of haq will not set on its own. The light of haq will not be diminished on its own. First, the da'wat of haq will stop. The tabligh of haq will stop. Then only will the light of haq be diminished. This ummah of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah has declared, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا لِتَكُونُوا الشُّهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ وَيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْكُمْ شَهِيدًا. South Africa sends an ambassador to England, the ambassador of South Africa. Instead of looking after his ambassadorial duties, instead of representing his country, he goes and opens a shop, and he goes and opens a wholesale, and he goes and opens a business in England. If the government of South Africa comes to know, they will immediately recall him. And in fact, they will punish him that what is wrong with you? We gave you the responsibility of representing an entire nation, and you went and got satisfied with one small shop and one wholesale. Where is your aqal? Where is your intelligence? That the ummah today is saying, today is pursuing its respect, its dignity, its honor in fast cars, in mobile phones, in fancy properties. Ambassadors come and go. They are taken out from their duties. They are appointed by insans and governments. This ummah was made the ambassador of Islam, not by any government, or not by any human being. وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا. The translation of this verse in layman's terms, that O ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are Safir-e-Islam. You are the ambassador of Islam. You are the representative of Allah and Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on this earth. You are the marketing manager of Haq. You have been entrusted with the tabligh of Haq, with spreading the light of Haq. That medical representative, he will go to that doctor. He will falsely praise that doctor. He will wait for hours for an appointment. He praises on that doctor, and he will deliver his speech with lies upon lies in order to sell his goods to that doctor. And after leaving that doctor, he will go to the next doctor and he will repeat exactly the same speech, praising that doctor also in exactly the same way. And yet, what is the objection nowadays? That you people can't find anything else besides the 6 points. You people can't find any other kitab besides Fazail-e-Amal. Why don't you come with a new kitab? Why don't you come with some new 6 points? Or bring a 7th point and an 8th point. Bring something new. Every Nabi of Allah came with the same da'wat. Insan's fitrat is such, human psychology is such, that for something to enter the heart of insan, it requires repetition. Over and over and over again. Not for nothing are the people of Batil spending hundreds of millions of dollars. For years, when we were little children, the Coca-Cola and the Pepsi advert was exactly the same. Color scheme exactly the same. And nowadays also, they are not fools.
that hundreds of millions of dollars are spent to give the same message, Coca-Cola, 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 Pepsi, Sprite, whatever it is, so that now even a two-year-old child who doesn't even know how to say Pepsi is saying Pepe, Pepe. Repetition over and over again, because this is human psychology. When we were 2 years old, we were eating bread. Now we are 40, we are not saying, give us something else, we don't want to eat bread. Allah's system is the same. Sun rises, daylight. Sun sets, night. The leaves of the tree come out the same. The song of the nightingale is the same. The chirping of the birds is the same. It is only the public speakers that try to change the topic. Not because that is the requirement. Not because that is the requirement, but because Allah protect us, we want to show the people and impress them. Dawat is the inner cry in the heart. Dawat is the pain of the heart that is transferred to the tongue to bring reward and existence of something. This ummah was entrusted to give the tabligh and the dawat of haq. They are the ambassadors of haq, so that they can introduce the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hearts of humanity. And yet the same ummah today is saying that where does it come that I must leave my home? Where does it come that I must leave my business and my responsibilities? An ummah whose tariq, whose history, whose scattered graves of its ancestors throughout the four corners of the world, whose tariq and history of the broken homes, of the countless widows, of the countless orphans, is shouting out to this ummah that you are not an ordinary ummah, you are Safir-e-Islam, you are the ambassadors of Islam, you are the ambassadors of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on this earth. That same ummah today needs 2 hours bayan and 3 hours bayan and still doesn't understand. Still doesn't understand. Batil is spreading. Darkness is spreading for one reason only. Batil is not spread through walls. Haq is not spread through walls. Batil and darkness is spread through the tabligh of batil. And haq is on decline because the tabligh of haq is not taking place. This internet and this TV, and this movie stars, and this films. This is the tabligh of batil, which has entered our homes, which has made our youth naked. This culture of boyfriend and girlfriend was not introduced through a war. This poison, which is seeping through us to such an extent that even after nikah zina is going on, even after nikah zina is going on, this is not because some superpower brought a gun and told the ummah to do this. Riba has become the order of the day, not because of any zor upon us. Lies and treachery, the hearts of the mothers and fathers of this ummah are broken in the home. No enemy of Islam came and said, do this. This became a reality when the tabligh of batil took place. And the tabligh of haq was no longer taking place. For batil to prosper, for darkness to prosper, governments are required, wealth is required, schemes are required, plots are required. But for haq and the tabligh of haq to prosper, there is only one requirement. Haq and the tabligh of haq does not need governments. It doesn't need wealth, it doesn't need women, it doesn't need plots and schemes. The only requirement is that the da'i of haq has to be firm on his da'wat. The first da'i of this ummah, 14 centuries turn the clock back, wulida yateeman, wulida yateeman, aasha faqeeran, mata miskina. He was born yateem, an orphan. Aasha faqeera. He lived as a faqeer. In shariat, a faqeer is that person who has sufficient food for one day only. Wa mata miskina sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. and he died a miskeen. In Shariat, a miskeen is that person who doesn't even have food for one day even. So that Ummul Mu'mineen, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she says, I perceived it was the last night of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on this earth. There was no oil in the home to light the lantern. She says, I borrowed oil from the neighbor. I borrowed oil from the neighbor in order to light the lantern in the home of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She says that that was the first time in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the lantern was lit in his home at night. So they asked her, Ummul Mu'mineen, why was this the case? She said, if ever there was any oil left over, we would use it for food. There was never any surplus oil. The last night of the life of my Nabi was the first night that the lantern was lit in the home of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the ummah of that same da'i, the ummah of that same da'i who has his seerah in front of them, are looking for respect and looking for dignity and looking for honor in the fast cars and in the fancy buildings. And in the wealth and the possessions of this world, may Allah's lanat be upon that wealth in which you perceive your izzat and respect to be when it is taking you away from the way of life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. How is it possible that this ummah can seek izzat and dignity and honor when the Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself has said that if you possess the entire world, one person, if one person possesses the wealth of the entire world, he has not acquired even the wing of one mosquito. كَسَرَابٍ بِقِيعَةٍ بَيْتُ الْعَنْكَبُوتِ The web of the spider, لَا يُسَاوِي جَنَاحَ بَعُودٍ Not equal to the wing of one mosquito. For the so-called scientific and technological advancement, for electricity and worldly amenities, we have sacrificed our culture. So that in the home of the ummah today, the mother is no longer a mother. The sister is no longer a sister. The brother is no longer a brother. Our culture, our identity of Islam has been lost. Lanat be upon that respect and honor, which we are seeking in worldly amenities, which has caused the very foundation and the structure of the Mubarak life of Madinah Munawwara in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to come out of our homes. Batil needs schemes, batil needs plots. Haqq does not need schemes and plots. Wulida yateeman, he was a yateem. His mother, 6 years of age, Allah takes her away. His grandfather, Abdul Muttalib, 8 years of age, Allah takes him away. Life of poverty, finally 40 years of age. Nubuwwat is given. Allah calls out, Ya ayyuhal muddathir. O my Nabi who covers himself in a cloth, come. Stand up now, fa'anzir. This word fa denotes an emergency. Shaitan is on uruj. The da'wat and the tabligh of batil is on the rise. This ummah sees its success in cars, in buildings. The masjids are empty. Kufr and shirk and darkness has covered the entire world. Qum. What is the meaning behind qum? What does it mean stand up? A da'i does not sleep. A da'i does not rest. A da'i is not interested in the wealth of this world and the buildings and possessions of this world. That is why when this verse came down, he addresses Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, Ya Khadija, itwi al-firash fa'innahu la rahat abad al-yawm. O Khadija, wrap up my bedding. After this day, there will be no rest, no chain for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is an emergency. Every minute, hundreds of thousands of people are dying on kufr and going to Jahannam forever and ever. Every minute, thousands are dying on zina without tawbah, on sharab without tawbah, on gambling without tawbah, on the disobedience of parents without tawbah. Every minute, thousands of the youth of this ummah are becoming the cause of Jahannam. The time for shop and job and worldly commitment is gone. You are Safir-e-Islam. You are the ambassador of Islam. You are the representative of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam on this earth. And Allah forgive us, even the tablighi of today. Even the one who is giving the tablighi of Haqq gives 3 days and 40 days and feels that he is doing tablighi a favor. That which Allah created you for, that which Allah sent you for, that which Allah selected you for. So little you are giving and you feel that you are doing it a favor. The period of resting is gone. There is an emergency. The da'i of Haqq had no means. Yateem, faqir, no one to support him. So that when he stands on the mountain of Abu Qubays, Ya Ala Bani Abdul Muttalib, Ya Ala Ghalib, Ya Ala Fir, Ya Ala Luway, Ya Ala Bani Abdul Dar. Makkah reverberates. Sadiq and Amin is calling. Sadiq and Amin is calling. They run to the mountain of Abu Qubays. He addresses them, and they address him, Ha, nahnu yadayk, we are present, why have you called us? He says, if I have to tell you that behind this mountain, there is an army that is about to attack you, without seeing will you accept? Amusaddiqi ya antum, will you attest to my truthfulness? They said, unequivocally, yes. Why? Ma jarrabna alayka kadiba. We have never experienced you to lie. Then he says, I am warning you. Bring iman on the oneness of Allah. Bring iman on the oneness of Allah. Otherwise a terrible punishment awaits you in the hereafter. The first one to reject him. The first one to turn his back on him. Was his own uncle Abu Lahab, who picks up sand, flings it at him. Tabban laka sa'ir al-yawm ali hadha jama'atana. May Allah's destruction befall you for the rest of this day, na'udhu billah. Is this why you gathered us? No worldly means with him. Such a responsibility. Tabarakalladhi nazzala al-furqana ala abdihi liyakuna lil'alameen nadhira. Ya ayyuha an-nas inni rasulullahi ilaykum jami'a wama arsalnaka illa rahmatan lil alamin wama arsalnaka illa kafatan lin nas bashiran wa nadira inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashshira wa nadira wa da'iyan ila Allah bi idhnihi wa sirajan munira. The entire alam, the entire humanity, right up till Qiyamah. Yet, Amr bin Abasa, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, addresses him, you have such a great message. Who are your satis? Who are your companions? Who are your helpers? Who is with you? He says, I have only two helpers. This was in the early stages of Islam. One is my friend Abu Bakr, and the other is my slave Zayd. Such a great message. Such a great responsibility. Yet worldly possession search. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, one night he was tossing from side to side, side to side. Finally she says, my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam leaned over the bed and he pressed his Mubarak stomach to the plank of the bed. When I saw him doing this, I said, O Nabi of Allah, what has happened? He said, Aisha, the hunger has become too great. This is the fourth day since I have eaten any food. She says, O Nabi of Allah, make dua to Allah, make dua to Allah, that Allah gives you the wealth of this world. He said, O Aisha, I will not make that dua. O Aisha, I will not make that dua. Why? He knew that majority of his ummah will not have wealth. Finally, the hunger is so great. He says to her that I am going to talk to my Allah. He goes into the masjid. Behind one pillar, he makes 2 rakat salah. Then he moves to the next pillar and he makes 2 rakat salah. Then he moves to the third pillar and he makes 2 rakat salah. In the interim, Uthman wakes up restless. Goes to the home of Aisha. Where is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? She says he is gone to talk to his Allah. For 4 days he has not eaten anything. Uthman bursts into tears. Why didn't he speak to me? Why didn't he speak to Abdul Rahman bin Auf? Why didn't he speak to Thabit bin Qais bin Shammas radiallahu anhum? Uthman runs home, loads a camel up, realizes the hunger must be great, takes some prepared food also, leaves it at the home of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he goes away. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes back. O Aisha, has anything happened? She said, you went to speak to your Allah. Of course, food has come. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to her, Aisha, who brought this? She says, Uthman. When he hears this, he raises his hands in dua and he says, Ya Allah, I am happy with Uthman. You also become happy with Uthman. 3 times he says this, Ya Allah, I am happy with Uthman. You also become happy with Uthman. Wulida yateeman, aasha faqeeran, mata miskina. No worldly entities, no wealth, no government, no worldly possession. His own family against him. Yet when the da'wat of haq was given, haq will not spread through wars. Haq will spread through the da'wat and the qurbani of haq. When this ummah recognizes responsibility, then the promise of Allah, which had been reverberating throughout the ages, in the books of the past, in the Torah, in the Injil, in the Zabur, the prophecy of Allah, the promise of Allah, that a Nabi is coming, a Nabi is coming, Ahmada ismahu, Islama millatahu, wal adla wal ma'rufa siratahu, wal afu wal ma'rufa khuluqahu, wal sidqa wafa'ahu, wal taqwa dhamirahu, that my Nabi is going to come, my beloved is going to come, who will be miskeen, my beloved is going to come, humility will be his hallmark, forgiveness and overlooking will be his sign, his clothing will be piety, such will be the humility of my Nabi. La yaqulu al-khina lo yamshi ala al-khashab al-yabis lam yusma min tahti qadamay wa lo yamshi ala al-siraj lam yutfi'hu min sakinatihi. My Nabi will be so humble that if he were to walk on dry twigs, the crackling of those twigs will not be heard. My Nabi will be so humble, his foot on the earth will be placed so lightly that if he had to walk on a lantern, the light of that lantern will not be put out. My Nabi is going to come, and through him, أَفْتَحُ بِهِ آذَانًا سُمَّ وَعَيُنًا عُمْيًا وَقُلُوبًا غُلْفًا. My beloved is going to come, the deaf ears will be opened up. My beloved is going to come, the blind eyes will be given sight. My beloved is going to come, the blocked hearts will be opened up. Hidayat will spread. أَهْدِي بِهِ بَعْدَ الضَّلَالَ وَعَلِّمُ بِهِ بَعْدَ الْجَهَالَ أُكْثِرُ بِهِ بَعْدَ الْقِلَّةِ أُغْنِي بِهِ بَعْدَ الْعَيْلَةِ وَأَلِّفُ بِهِ بَيْنَ قُلُوبٍ مُتَشَتِّتَةٍ وَأَقْوَامٍ مُخْتَلِفَةٍ. My Nabi is going to come, the wind of hidayat will be blown. My Nabi will be come, insaniyat will be taken out of jahalat and ignorance and brought to knowledge. My Nabi will come, wealth will come, numbers will increase, Mubarak Badi will be found, trustworthiness will be found, piety will be found. He will be my beloved. I will love him. He will love me. I will never become angry with him. And Allah doesn't leave it at that. Throughout the ages, resounding, وَأَجْعَلُهُ أُمَّتَهُ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. I will make his ummah, the best of every ummah, taken out for hidayat of humanity. يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ يَنْهُونَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. They will enjoin good. They will forbid evil. Hammadun, Hammadun. They will praise Allah excessively. When they will go up and incline, they will make takbir. When they will say Subhanallah. When they will go down and incline. When they go up, they will say takbir. When they go down, they will say Subhanallah. Mu'mineen, Muwahideen, Musaddiqeen, Bima Jaat Bi Rusul. They will have Iman. They will be Muwahid. They will attest to the truth of that which the previous Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam came with. Wa aj'alu ummatahu, his ummat will be such, yaqoomuna fi salatihim kama tasuffu al malaikatu hawla arshi. They will stand in safs in salah like the malaika surround the arsh of Allah in safs in salah. Wa lahum dawiyun kadawiyin nahal, their hearts, their tongues will be buzzing with the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala, like how bees buzz. يَخْرُجُونَ مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ وَأَمْوَالِهِمْ ابْتِغَى مَرْضَاتِ أُلُوفًا. They will leave their homes and their wealth and they will strive in the way of Allah in thousands, in thousands, in thousands. وَأَجْعَلُهُمْ أَفْضَلَ الْأُمَمِ, I will make them the best of every ummat. وَأَجْعَلُهُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا شُهَدَى عَلَى النَّاسِ, I will make them my ambassadors on this earth. And when this ummat, when his ummat will be on mansab da'wat, وُلِدَ يَتِيمًا عَاشَ فَقِيرًا مَاتَ مِسْكِينًا, in such poverty, when the da'wat and the tabligh of haq was given, when the ummat was on mansab da'wat, then whether it was Istanbul, whether it was Europe, whether it was Asia, whether it was Africa, the noor of Iman, the noor of Hidayat, in 80 years, spread to 3 continents of the earth. The idols were broken down, the churches became empty, insaniyat, in flocks, in droves, came towards the oneness of Allah and the way of life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa aj'alu da'irat as-saw ala man khalafahum hum awliya'i wa ansari. The books of the past resound. Allah says, that hand which will be stretched against this ummat, I will break that hand. That eye which will look badly at this ummat, I will smash that eye. لا يحيق المكر السيء إلا بأهلي. The schemes and plots that were there to destroy this ummat, I will fail them and I will destroy them. When this ummat is on mansab da'wat, we are safir Islam, we are the ambassadors of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on this earth. Musa alayhi salam is told, Oha Allahu ta'ala ila Musa alayhi salam anna fi ummati Muhammad la rijal yaqumun ala kulli sharafin wawad bi shahadati an la ilaha illallah. Allah sends wahi to Musa alayhi salam, describing the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You will find them in every gully, in every alley, in every race place, calling out to the greatness of Allah. فَجَزَاؤُهُمْ جَزَاؤُ الْأَنْبِيَا. Allah says, I will reward them like I reward the Anbiya. For that reality to come, my respected brothers, this is not 3 days, this is not 40 days. If we haven't given 4 months, this is the chance, this is the opportunity. We are safir-e-Islam, we are the ambassadors of Allah and His Rasul on this earth. Batil spreads through the tabligh of batil. Haq spreads through the tabligh of haq. We have been made responsible. Stand up and give our names, my respected brothers. Four months to go in the path of Allah. Come, my respected brothers. Time is very limited. Very quickly, let us stand up and give our names. If you haven't given 4 months, 4 months as soon as possible. If you have given 4 months, 4 months every year in the path of Allah.